Brent, are you a little shocked by the way this game unfolded?
I'm embarrassed. I'm just embarrassed. We didn't do a good job of coming out. Then the fire and myself and my teammates, we were just flat the whole day.
One of the guys in the locker room said that he kind of felt this week that the preparation wasn't there. How much do you agree with that? Maybe that you
certainly I don't agree with that. We didn't take Kansas City lightly. We knew what time it was when we stepped foot on this field. We knew it wasn't going to be an easy game. We wasn't coming in here to thinking that we were going to blow someone out. You know, we knew it was going to be tough, and we just came out flat.
Do you know what happened on the two picks?
The two picks? No. I mean, we still got to. We're going to sit down and look at film tomorrow, and we're going to see what we can correct. No, they were playing a lot of cover two, and we were prepared for it, but we just didn't execute, you know, our game plan.
Did you think the rookie corners were better than you thought? Not even played against?
No, not at all. I mean, I never said they weren't good, and I never said they were great. You know, I just said they're going to play with a chip on their shoulder, and they did. You know, and I mean, it's not hard to come out and just play cover two. You know, line up and you know, okay, don't let them outside. Jam them a little bit and play the flats. That's not hard at all. But they played together and they played as a team, and that's why they beat us. They didn't play individually.
How about the fumble, Brandon? What happened there on that?
I fumbled.
I
fumbled. Got to hold on to the ball.
Did you think
I just fumbled. Fumble's a fumble.
In the last 3 weeks, we talked about the offense being so good, keeping this team in the game and winning games. Today, as a unit, I know it's a team game, do you feel like maybe you let the entire team down with those four turnovers?
I think it teaches us or shows us how good we can be and how sorry we can be. You know, it's definitely a humbling experience. But like I said before, we weren't high. We weren't high on ourselves, and we didn't put ourselves on a pedestal. We weren't content where we were, and this was another chance for us to come out and prove to everybody that, you know, we belong, you know, at the top of everybody's charts. But, you know, we came out flat, and it showed today.
Do you think the atmosphere here has anything to do with the way
that you play? I mean, it's a tough place to play in, but, you know, football is football. You know, you can take the fight at anybody. You know, you can take the fight at anybody. And what I mean by that, if the fans are pretty loud, but if you come out and you put them away a little early, you know, it's too late for them to, you know, be cheering.
The interception that was thrown to you on the deep ball, you've come back for the ball several times where he's purposely underthrown. Was that one of those times that he was supposed to come back to the ball, or did he just underthrown?
No, I mean, it was a cover two, and he didn't have anybody in the flat to hold him, so he kind of, you know, stayed underneath me, and that was a ball that I misjudged. I thought that it was going to go over his hands because it was a pretty high ball, but, you know, I think 39 Carr, he got up there pretty good, and you know, that's one of them plays I wish I could have back and could have came back to the ball. I'm kicking myself still.